What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, Jim Grease underscore, Cageside Grease on social media, here with your preview and betting odds breakdown for UFC 282, Jan Błachowicz and Magomed Ankalaev for the UFC's vacant light heavyweight championship. It's Friday, December 9th. The fighters have all weighed in, and most are ready for action tomorrow night at UFC 282, a little over 24 hours away, the final pay-per-view of the year for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And man, is it gonna be a good one. The light heavyweight title fight, I just mentioned it, between Jan Błachowicz and Magomed Ankalaev. And then, of course, the co-main event, Paddy the Batty Pimblett and Jared Gordon, Bryce Mitchell, Ilya Topuria, Darren Till, and Drakus Duplessis. What a fight card this is. Biggie Boy, Jarzinho Rozenstruik, and Chris Daukaus headlines the prelims. Cannot wait for UFC 282, and everything is good to go after a tumultuous lead-up to this card, except for one fight. A little bit of news to break free there. Daniel Da Silva, who was 3 pounds overweight for his flyweight fight against Vinicius Salvador, has been pulled. They say there's a medical issue there. He weighed in 3 pounds over, so that fight is off the board, but every other fight is good to go. So that means we will have a new light heavyweight champion on Saturday night. It'll either be Jan Błachowicz or Magomed Ankalaev. Paddy the Batty Pimblett will make his pay-per-view debut against Jared Gordon. Ilya Topuria and Bryce Mitchell, someone's O's gotta go. Darren Till's place as a contender is on the line against Drakus Duplessis, another rising star in the UFC. So some huge fights this weekend. The final card for UFC 282. The prelims, the early prelims, Stephen Koslow and Cameron Sayman at 135. Dana White saying Cameron Sayman's the future of this sport. Daniel Da Silva and Vinicius Salvador removed from the card. TJ Brown and Eric Silva at featherweight. Alexander Hernandez and Billy Quarantillo also at featherweight. The next round of prelims on ESPN2 and ESPN Plus, Joaquin Buckley and Chris Curtis at 185. Dolce Lungabula and Edmund Shahbazyan at 185. Keep an eye on Shahbazyan, changing teams, changing camps, looking for more success moving forward after a hot start to his career. Chris Daukaus and Jarzinho Rozenstruik at heavyweight. Jay Perrin and Raul Rosas Jr. Raul Rosas, the youngest fighter ever in UFC history. Once he steps in the octagon, he'll be the youngest to ever compete inside of it. The main card, all set. Bryce Mitchell and Ilya Topuria both weighed in at 146 for featherweight. Drakus Duplessis and Darren Till, 185 and 184 and a half respectively for their middleweight bout. Alex Morono and Santiago Ponzinibbio are fighting at a 180 catchweight after Morono replaced Robbie Lawler on last second notice this week. So they weighed in at 179 and a half each. Jared Gordon and Paddy Pimblett, 155 and a half and 156 for their lightweight co-main event. And Jan Błachowicz, 204 and a half. Magomed Ankalaev, 205 for the vacant light heavyweight title. Those are the weights for the fighters. But if you're looking for anything moving forward toward this weekend, look for a slugfest in the main event. Ankalaev and Błachowicz. Jan always wants to keep it on the feet. Ankalaev, that devastating power. You'll see a lot of striking in that one. Jared Gordon and Paddy Pimblett, back and forth transitions. You could see Pimblett win it on the ground or on the feet. Duplessis and Till is a tough one because you hope Till's, if you're a Till fan, his wrestling has gotten better and his grappling, working with Khamzat Chimaev, and we're going to find out against Duplessis, a rising star. So those are the ones. And then, of course, Bryce Mitchell and Ilya Topuria. Mitchell doesn't have any finishes on the feet. Topuria is devastating in stand-up, but they're both good on the ground. Really looking forward to seeing which future stars step up this weekend at UFC 282 and who comes home with the belt, Jan Błachowicz or Magomed Ankalaev in the main event, UFC 282 this weekend in Vegas. What a fight card it's going to be. I can't wait. All right, fight fans, moving on, taking a look at UFC 282, Błachowicz versus Ankalaev for the vacant light heavyweight championship of the UFC. Let's take a look at the betting preview for this fight. And with that, we take a look at the odds as of Friday afternoon for UFC 282. Again, they change as the fights get closer, but they shouldn't move too much from here. Let's take a look at the main event. Jan Błachowicz, the former champion, looking to get back that belt. Lost it and did not look good against Glover Teixeira, who then lost it to Jiří Procházka, who vacated the belt with a shoulder injury. Błachowicz and Magomed Ankalaev for the vacant belt. And that one is just where it's been all week. When you look at Jan Błachowicz, he's plus 260. Pretty good as a live dog there, the former champ. Minus 350 for Ankalaev. The one thing I'll tell you about this fight, If Ankalaev wins, it's more than likely going to be on the feet. Błachowicz could submit him, which might give you pause if you're looking to do a parlay and combine the method of victory there. But to really make money on any favorite, you have to do a parlay by method of victory, round, over, under, something like that. Take a look at the prop bets as well. But Błachowicz at plus 260, minus 350 for the favorite Ankalaev, who a lot of people think is the best fighter in the UFC at light heavyweight. We'll find out with that big test against Błachowicz this weekend. Meanwhile, in the co-main event, Paddy the Batty is a big favorite over Jared Gordon. Minus 275 for Paddy, plus 210 for Gordon. Again, you'll want to parlay if you want to make money on Paddy Pimblett, but he's a great submission artist, can knock people out as well. Had the knockout in his first UFC fight, two submissions after that. All three earned him performance bonuses. So with Paddy, it's tough to go with the method of victory. And you just wonder, I mean, because the decision is a factor there too. It could go the distance with it only being a three-round fight. Moving on down the card, Darren Till and Drakus Duplessis. Duplessis, a rising star. Darren Till was a title contender, had a title shot against Tyron Woodley, but hasn't won a fight in over 3 years. Darren Till and Drakus Duplessis. Darren Till is at plus 155, the dog here. And Drakus Duplessis at minus 190, Till coming off the ACL injury, has been training with Khamzat Chimaev. And of course, you're hoping if you're a Till fan and if you're Till himself, that the wrestling and grappling will be better. Good value there on Till as a dog. Drakus Duplessis at minus 190, you might want to go with a method of victory there, submission or finish by TKO or over-under on that one with Darren Till. But Darren Till and Drakus Duplessis in a huge fight for both guys. And then moving on, Bryce Mitchell and Ilia Topuria. Someone's always got to go. Minus 145, Topuria the favorite. Bryce Mitchell at plus 120, the dog. Mitchell by submission would pay you some really good money. Odds are that's how he's going to win if he does. Topuria more than likely would get a finish in the stand-up game, but could do it on the feet as well. So you're looking at that one on the main card. Jarzinho Rozenstruik and Chris Daukaus, both at number 9 and number 11 in the heavyweight division. Big power punchers, looking to turn the other one's lights out. You might want to go, if you want to really make money, go over the 1.5 for this one, rounds that is. Or you could go with Daukaus at plus 145 straight up or parlay it with method of victory. Either guy, you want to parlay it with a TKO slash knockout. Rozenstruik at minus 175 on the parlay would pay you good as well. And this might be the fight I feel the strongest about, Rozenstruik by TKO in round one. You parlay all three of those, you're making some big cash. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Thank you for joining us on the Fight Stack. You can find more fight previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S. Jim Greece _ Cageside Greece on social media. And this was our Fight Stack preview of UFC 282, Jan Błachowicz versus Magomed Ankalaev. Enjoy the fights, keep your game tight and your mind right. I'm out.